Good morning. It's Monday, June 1st, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Avieto Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's strongest story shows that ideal cardiovascular health cuts mortality risk in half even at age 100, demolishing the assumption that optimization is futile in the very old. A San Antonio rapamycin trial is calibrating doses to restore the mTOR activity profile of younger adults, the most rigorous human dosing effort yet for longevity medicine's most watched drug. A UK biobank study of 43,000 participants finds takeaway food accelerates biological aging by roughly 3 months, and new research reveals your liver's biological age may predict Alzheimer's risk better than your birth year. From the research desk, the headline, Heart Health Dividends Persist at 100. Ideal cardiovascular scores have mortality risk in the oldest old. According to NPJ Aging, a comprehensive cohort study published in NPJ Aging found that maintaining ideal cardiovascular health cuts mortality risk by roughly half, and this benefit holds all the way into the 11th decade of life, directly dismantling the therapeutic nihilism that leads clinicians to deprioritize cardiovascular optimization in very old patients. This is the one to read today. A new non-invasive score reveals your liver's biological age and outpredicts chronological age for mortality risk. From Aging Cell. Researchers developed the Liver Aging Index, LAI, from routine biomarkers, BMI, blood pressure, cholesterol, liver enzymes, and imaging data, and validated it across more than 37,000 participants in Chinese, U.S., and global cohorts, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Two-dose nasal spray reverses measurable brain aging in animal models. From Texas A&M University, Texas A&M researchers reversed measurable brain aging using just two doses of microRNA-loaded extracellular vesicles delivered via nasal spray in animal models. In supplement news, San Antonio researchers test precise rapamycin dosing to restore younger mTOR activity. From Texas Public Radio. A new San Antonio trial is calibrating rapamycin doses in older adults against a biological baseline established in healthy young volunteers, measuring whether mTOR pathway activity can be effectively reset to younger person levels. Which sleep supplements actually work? Peter Attia deconstructs the evidence. From Peter Attia, MD. Episode 394 of Peter Attia's podcast is a thorough pharmacology breakdown of sleep medications and supplements, covering how different drugs work, how long they last, and crucially, which sleep problems each is actually suited for. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.